Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. I'm Ben here in... Well, it doesn't matter where I am, because we're all in lockdown, aren't we? And over there, somewhere else, also in lockdown, Swampy!
That clap typifies this show already.
So, hello, everybody. I'm
hello, Ben.
Yes.
Oh, hello, listener.
I was just speaking to you off air. You've been doing... golf. So you have been getting out and about. How is fresh air? What's that like?
Fresh air is ace. It's very underrated. And I thoroughly recommend anybody that hasn't tried fresh air to get out there and try fresh air. You want country fresh air because, oh my goodness me, I mean, it comes along with a certain smell, country fresh air, but equally it's very good for the complexion. It's very good for the inner being, and it's very good for mental health and well-being. It's a second to sea fresh air, because if you get a chance to be anywhere near the sea, now that fresh air, not only does it make everything taste of sand, but everyone's in bed by 6 o'clock, so there's no curfews around the sea. It's just everyone just falls asleep because the sea just knocks you out. And the great thing is, I'm at the seaside because I was in the bunker that much today. It was wonderful. I brought a bucket and spade. But no, golf is fantastic. The realisation here, many governments have made major mistakes when it comes to COVID. The one benefit this government have done, because there is a major issue here in this country with the government, because there are so many of them. I mean, there's Flemish, there's German, and there is French. And then you've got a prime minister for every one of them. Then you've got a first minister. Then you've got a cabinet. Then you've got an under cabinet. It's incredible anything ever gets done in this country. But they did think, okay, let's get out of there, go.
I was going to say, Swampy, it sounds like there's so many people. I mean, when are you getting your own cabinet position?
I can't even build one from IKEA. And not only that, it's been absolutely beautiful weather here today. We've had 18 degrees of sun. It's been shorts and T-shirts out on the golf course. And I nearly went for a dip in the outdoor heated swimming pool at the golf club. That's, decided against it.
That's not a swimming pool. That's a water hazard. It's not a swimming pool. It's for the golf.
Well, to be honest, if anyone saw me in there, then that would be a water hazard, yes.
You mentioned getting out and, you know, it's good for mental health and that. I'm going to do a bit of breaking news now for those people who don't know. I can drive. I can now drive a car legally, and I've got a driving licence. I've got a nice electric car, and it's just been good to just drive to the same shop and back every week.
Because people might not know also, I also here have an electric car. I have the BMW... i3 Sport, a small, compact, little run around town. But the great, for one thing that I particularly like, is burning off people with fast cars at the traffic lights.
Oh, you don't expect it, do you? You like that in your little family car, and suddenly it does 0 to 30 in like a second.
0 to 30. No one has ever used 0 to 30 in the history of car magazine programmes, or indeed talking about cars. Oh, yes, it does 0 to 17 in 0.3 seconds. We talking 0 to 60, Ben.
That's the thing, 0 to 30, like a whippet. 30 to 60, bit like me gran. It's a bit longer, but, you know.
I see. Mine's just super fast, continuously. It's
not good for her.
0 to 60. not to 60 in 5.4. Like, how do you charge yours? Do you have a proper charging point in the house, or do you just plug it into
I had one installed in the house, a proper.
You did?
Yeah, proper thing.
So you stopped using next door's electricity.
Yeah, and the street post. Yeah, stop doing all that.
Yes, it's, well, they found out, the Manchester City Council found out, didn't they? So you had to do something quick to redress the balance. I don't know whether to wait until Berkey to come on to bring up a couple of topics or indeed...
What, you've got topics? Everyone, this week, this show is brought to you by an inspired Swamper. He's inspired this week. Have you actually written notes? Oh, my goodness.
Notes are there, Ben. And I mean, the listener can't see it, and it's unfortunate because we could do this as a proper podcast, and then you know, people could watch it. That'd be really good. But can you see the books of choice today?
So we've got
behind me.
We've got Piccadilly Radio. It's a Goal soccer book.
261 Piccadilly Radio, and actually, there's actually footballers cut out of pages, so they're actually silhouettes are still there, but the players aren't in there. It's like, that's a bit bizarre.
Advanced Inorganic Chemistry?
Yeah, it's the fifth edition by F. Albert Cotton and Geoffrey Wilkinson. Up top,
Duran,
for the listener.
Duran Duran Annual, that's nice.
Yeah, it is a Duran Duran Annual. Down to the middle.
You've got a Cilla Black's autobiographer.
It is indeed, Cilla Black biography. You've done very well there. We get across to...
I don't know what that is. What's McMurray?
That's McMurray 3, Organic Chemistry. And then a nod to the great man who passed away only a few days ago, Johnny Briggs.
Yeah.
I've got... You see?
Yeah. Oh, you've got a Coronation Street Annual. Is that a postcard?
It's the Rover's Return official annual. And believe it or not, there's only one picture of him in it.
He might not have been a major character then, Mike Baldwin. He might have just been a bit part at that point when that was produced. Or...
No, he's been in the programme for about 30 years.
He had to start somewhere.
It's a disgrace. There's only one picture in it. And that was going to be, you know, that was going to be front of centre, you know, paying homage to Johnny Briggs, but it's not happening. So that's my book. So if anybody wants any book recommendations for next week, what I want you to do is get in contact with the show, and we'll go from there. I also went to meet a good friend of mine at the weekend, Ben. He listens to this show, and the first thing he did when I saw him on Saturday was he said, turn round, and he went, aha, you do have a ponytail. Because he heard you on this show calling my ponytail out.
I wasn't insulting you about it. I was just saying, a catchphrase thing, I was just saying what I see.
Look.
Yes, you were in an Alice band. I know you.
A ponytail. And an Alice band. Oh, yes.
Well, welcome, everyone. That was the introduction to the show of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. I think we've got about 15 minutes there. Hello, welcome. Just to say, for those people tuning in for our bus guide, we'll be joined by the Clipper Card Kid shortly. We're going to have to squeeze in his bit of the show, though, because he's going to be playing Scrabble tonight, as I understand.
Yeah, he's got an online Scrabble. As I say, these are the kind of things you're doing, the kind of things you actually are doing in lockdown, the things you've never done before. I mean, to be honest, for me, I like now, and I make no bones about this, I like to have a poo with the door open. It's fantastic. Saying that, the postie is a little bit annoyed.
That's appalling. That
you can put the can of laughter in there if you want. I think that's excellent.
Oh, rough and running, everyone. Rough and running. What a show. Come on. Jump on board. We should say later we're going to have a big discussion with Swampy about the season curtailment and all that.
Oh.
And what we're going to be doing next.
I can't wait for that.
That's going to be tremendous, isn't it? So there we go.
Yeah. But
in the meantime, it's now time to welcome back a dear old friend to the show, the Clipper Card Kid, as we discuss the number 7 bus. Do you even know what the number 7 bus is, Swampy, while we wait for Berkey? Have you seen
how... goes from Stockport to Denton, and it goes through... it goes back the back of Tesco's on the M60 roundabout, up Warren Street, goes down to the roundabout at Portwood, turns right up Lancashire Hill, round the roundabout Lancashire Hill, straight down Reddish Road, onto Gorton Road. Then it does a left, and it sort of like goes all around through Reddish and Gorton bits. Oh, he's here! Our kid's here! Sorry, Berkey. Sorry about that. Ben just asked me before you came on air. Oh, so by the way, do you know anything about the number 7 bus? So I just started telling him about it, and basically that's the end of the number 7 bus. So see you next week, Berkey.
Fine by me. I've got a Scrabble tournament in an hour.
No, you're not going anywhere. You're contracted for at least 5 minutes. What? You're not going anywhere. Berkey. Hello.
It weren't me, Berkey. It weren't me, by the way. I told him to get... He was talking to someone at Witten.
I do other shows. And, Witten, they've started doing vodcasts. I don't know what your views are on these things, Berkey, because I do have a face for radio. I like not having to shave or wear anything nice. And these clubs are now starting to do vodcasts of videos and stuff.
Well, we're all in the same boat there, aren't we, Ben? I mean, we can't all be Simo, can we?
No, just stop pushing the boundaries.
You know what? He's a handsome man, isn't he? He's too handsome for the NPL, and he's certainly too handsome for COVID restriction.
He also knows a heck of a lot about recycling polystyrene. It's true.
He does, yes. I mean, I've sat there for hours, days on end. We've had, you know, oh, we've waxed lyrical whilst on the number seven bus with him.
Well, it's funny you should say the number seven bus, you know, Swampy, because believe it or not, that was the very first bus I ever got on when I was a little boy. So you've chosen a doozy.
I feel like we're creating some kind of autobiography for you, Berkey, on the sly. I feel like we're helping you with your memoirs.
Oh, thank you very much. You could say it's got a very special place in my heart, the number seven bus. And I hope that every single bus route that we cover has, because the ones we have done so far, you just keep picking these very special ones, don't you? It's great.
Now, Berkey, unlike the buses we've covered recently, this one's... It's a pretty short one. It takes what? I'm looking at the timetable here. It takes less than an hour from door to door. It's abysmal.
Bang on an hour, Ben.
It's pitiful when it comes to travel, really.
It's an hour and 1 minute, in fact.
How can it be pitiful? I mean, if you want to get from A to B...
Ben, what are you looking at? Are you looking at the 7A?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the 7B. I didn't realise there was more than one. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why? Why? What?
You've shown yourself up to be the bus rookie that you are.
Oh, no, I do apologise. When I was a kid, Berkey, getting on a bus for the first time with my dad is a driver. Or he drives cars and stuff, so he's not really into buses.
He's a driver?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Well, my dad, you know, he's a driver. Yeah, well, a bus driver, no, he just drives cars.
I worded that really weird. God. Right, he doesn't normally get on buses. He just drives his car normally.
But anyway.
Sorry, we digress. Berkey, because you've got a Scrabble tournament in less than an hour, and I'm going to keep referring to that within your bit of the show, which is going to take about an hour. So we'll keep that joke going. Berkey.
How many points would you get for that?
7, 8, 9, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Just to let everyone know, I'm showing Berkey a wonderful product from New Mills, the Refresher. Now, this is a bit confusing, and I promise we will get onto your show. That's a Refresher, we would all agree. Swizzles, New Mills, make Refreshers, yes?
A lot of points for Swizzles.
So we get, but we can agree that Swizzles make Refreshers.
Yes, Swizzles, Matlow, yeah.
What on earth are these imposters?
Barrett's?
Barrett's make Refreshers. What, tablet ones? No. How can it's like having two companies make Mars bars and calling them Mars bars. And I mean, I just don't understand it. They should stick to these. Dib Dabs and Sherbet Fountains.
No, Sherbet's not for me, I'm afraid.
The thing is that you're older than me and Berkey. I'm not giving too much away there. And go look after yourself. You can't be having sherbets. If I had a sherbet now, I'd be on the floor, shaking and everything.
Before I came on the show, I had two giant sugar donuts.
I could tell you with how many notes you've written from this week's show. You've a lot of energy. Anyway, Berkey, do you want to start in Stockport or do you want to start in Ashton-under-Lyne? We've discussed both.
Well, let's start in Stockport. Okay. I think that's the place to be, isn't it? And I know you're going to ask me, so might as well get out of the way. You go from stand T.
Oh, Berkey, this is brilliant. Can we get stopped now? I don't need any more information. That's it. I'm done.
Now, one thing with Stockport bus station is you're right on the banks of the River Mersey there. It only stands a few yards up the road where the Guyot and the Tame confluence and all that makes Stockport County the closest professional club to the River Mersey, all that kind of cape. We already know that. But what you might not know is that on those red sandstone cliffs on the edge of the river, there used to be loads of caves. In fact, there still are loads of caves, but they used to keep in them bears and Frenchmen.
Why Frenchmen? Why bears? Why anything? Well,
Frenchmen, because they were prisoners from the Napoleonic Wars.
Right, okay. And Berkey, I thought you were talking about what, like last year or something. I didn't know.
Oh, no.
That's fine. Anyway, Berkey, let's go from Mersey Square and make our way on the route. Where's the first thing we need to talk about?
Well, of very big note is the new Red Rock leisure complex thing there.
Yes. When's it opening?
What do you mean? Oh, what? Yes. Well, it's an award winner, Ben. It's an award winner. They spent £45 million on it for it to win the 2018 Carbuncle Cup, which is the award for the worst new building in Britain. A soulless leisure shed, it says here, or a sad metaphor for our failing high street. I just think it looks like a Weatherspoon's carpet, really.
It's not.
Well, the thing is, yes, very good point.
Swampy, is it that bad to look at? I don't think it's that bad, is it?
Yes, it's awful. And the one thing it could have done, it could have actually, if they designed it the right way, it could have created a barrier from the noise of the M60, but it enhances it. It makes it worse. So they swoosh past. And the thing is, you know, they got a consultancy firm in because they couldn't think of the name. And they were there 10 minutes. They looked across the M60 and went, oh, look over there, Red Rocks. Well, that's a good name. We'll call it Red Rock.
And that Red Rock has caves in it.
It does indeed.
We're passing Red Rock. Berkey, carry on.
We're going to head up Lancashire Hill now, which it used to be full, lined either side with loads of terraced houses, and now it's loads of flats instead on there. But it's also the start of the canal, which runs over towards Clayton, and you join up that up towards Ashton and then back into Manchester as well. And, well, we'll revisit the canal in a bit once we get to RBA because there's something very exciting there. But on the other side, you've got Reddish Vale, one of my favourite places in Greater Manchester. And I go there at the weekend and say hello to all the ducks and all the birds and all that kind of thing. And it's dead good. And you have to get there early, though.
Going up Lancashire Hill, there's the famous Hole in the Wall, a place that's sold for the last 40 years, washing machines or bedspreads. It alternates throughout the period of time. It's been there. And it actually is a hole in the wall because it's all sorts of caves all the way through there. And there's some beautiful old houses at the top on the left-hand side of Lancashire Hill. And you've also got Love Lane up there as well, which the number seven goes nearly past, not quite, but...
Should we go to Reddish?
Yeah, then we're in South Reddish. Yeah. We're in South Reddish after this, aren't we?
We are. You might as well carry on. There's an out there.
It's the entrance to Reddish Vale Golf Club, and we've got an allotment there.
Well, Reddish Vale Golf Club, it's got a resident population of deer, I do believe. Yes. Once you're through Holdsworth Square, if you crane your neck a little bit away to the left-hand side, you'll see the spire. Well, I don't think it's a spire, is it? It's one of the other things that churches have, a tower of St. Elizabeth's Church. Now, you might be thinking, why are we mentioning the church? This isn't The Lonely Planet or A Rough Guide or anything like that. Well, I'll tell you for why. Because one, it was built by Alfred Waterhouse, who also designed the Natural History Museum. He designed Manchester Town Hall, and he designed, just to show he could do all sorts of things, Strangeways Prison. So, he got around a bit. But St. Elizabeth doesn't even exist. It's a sham. He named it after his missus. Incredible. Swampy. There's one more fact about St. Lizzie's, and I'll leave it to you.
Yes, well, it is a true... If you haven't seen the actual church, it is absolutely a stunning-looking church. And they've got two spires, and basically, it's like neo-Gothic kind of style. And in fact, it looks quite Russian in many ways. When they were building it, because they needed huge pillars, well, those pillars obviously were very heavy. So what did they do? Well, because Bellevue Zoo had been around from Victorian times, they took the elephants on a barge all the way down the canal. They got off they trotted with the pillars, and they put the pillars up. So basically, elephants have helped build the non-existent St. Elizabeth's in Reddish.
And right facing it in the middle there is Greater Manchester Scale Extric Club, case you want to do a bit of that.
We're going to Heaton Chapel after this, aren't we?
Where's he going? He's on a 7B.
No, you're bare right. You go up Mill Lane towards Dane Bank, which, as I'm sure you're aware, it's called Dane Bank because the Vikings had a settlement there, and because it was high up on a ridge and all that, so they didn't have to get... Well, if they were getting attacked, they could see who was coming first, and they stayed there for ages. Then there was a big battle. So you got Denton, which is called Denton because Dane Town, then Gorton because there was a big fight there, and there was loads of blood all over the place. Gorton, Gortown, and all that, apparently. I'm not convinced.
And in fairness, the cut through at Dane Bank is a handy route if you want to go to watch Hyde FC, because that's the quick way avoiding the turmoil at the M60 massive big roundabout. And that's the way to go if you want to avoid it. And Berkey has done that many times with me. And in fact, you have been as well.
Yeah.
I've been down Dane Bank. It's a road that feels like you should be allowed to do 50 miles an hour, but it's actually equally a 30 mile an hour road because you go down the dip and round the bend.
Now, we're talking you know, going around Dane Bank and round Reddish and that, but we do have to say there is a big disclaimer here now, Berkey, because one of the versions of the 7 does go that way, another version doesn't. So you just clarify what the 7A is, the 7.
Full fat version does go around Dane Bank. The 7A, that dips down Longford Road towards Leven June, but goes around the estate instead and cuts back up, goes through to Garton from there.
There we go.
7B, I'm not too sure of.
Right, let's go to Abbey Hay then. And obviously Abbey Hay, one of the world's great non-league football clubs.
Absolutely. Not that they play in Abbey Hay, of course. They play in Ryder Brown. A little known fact about the place. You cannot enter Abbey Hay without crossing a bridge.
Is that true?
It's effectively an island.
Landlocked.
This is the God's honest truth. It is. Now, I promised you a fact, didn't I, about the canal at Abbey Hay. Now, many, many moons ago, there was a fella called Bouncing Billy Barker who could jump across the entire width of the canal, 12 foot from a standing leap. Incredible. I don't know. Well, I do know how he did it, actually. He was a big fella. He was quite athletic, but he held these 25-pound weights in each hand. And what he'd do is, he'd stand up. Well, obviously, he stood up. He'd swing his arms like this, like he was doing cross-country skiing. And then he'd take an almighty leap. He'd throw these 25-pound weights up into the sky, with him attached, obviously. They would propel him in his leap. And while he was halfway over the canal, he'd thrust these down like he was doing ski jumping. And the momentum from that would mean he was weightless for a couple of seconds and he'd fly, basically, over the canal. The guy was a genius. Not only that, though, he could stand on a crate of eggs without breaking any of them. Bouncing Billy Barker. He couldn't just jump over canals. He couldn't just land feather-like on a box of eggs. He could jump backwards over a snooker table.
So are you saying, Berkey, that this man, if had said weights in his hand and got the momentum going as the number 7 bus was going through Dane Bank or through, through Abbey A, he could probably jump over the number 7 bus if it was a single decker?
Well, I'm not sure how much height he'd generate. Certainly length.
Hang on. What if the bus had a snooker table on the roof? Would he be able to jump it then?
Oh, no problem.
There we go. Berkey,
yeah.
Let's go from Abbey Hay to, is it Fairfield it goes to next?
Well, let's go from Abbey Hay to the top of Abbey Hay Lane first.
Sorry, I do apologise. Sorry.
Come on, Ben. I mean, well, this is where I first got on the number 7. This is back in the days of Busy Bees and Little Gems and all that.
It took me ages to work out the great punnage that is I'm a Little Gem. It took me ages to work that out, what it actually was. I thought they were saying, oh, it's a little gem, it's a little bus, it's cute, it does its job. I didn't realise it was a play on words. I didn't realise that.
Yes.
Well done to GM buses back in the day. Well done.
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
Ben, you let the listener know what it was. You can't just leave them dangling there. People be thinking, oh.
I said, well done to GM buses back in the day. That was what the wordplay was. It was GM buses. I'm a little gem.
Mm.
I'm a little GM. That's what they were saying. Fairfield!
Fairfield!
Oh, well, Fairfield, what about Openshaw? We briefly passed through Openshaw, don't we? And this is one for Swampiness, because you'll be aware of the Openshaw socialists, I'm sure, Swampy. It was a hub of trade unionism round there. You had all the factories there, Gorton Tank, which made loads of trains, some of them still running on the Isle of Man and in India and whatnot. And Keir Hardie spoke at their inaugural meeting in 1910. Thought you might want to know that.
Drawlsden, should we go to Drawlsden next?
Very good reason to go to Drawlsden here.
Go on.
There's several, in fact. One of them is the crucible of the dart playing world. It's H. Perigo on the High Street there. It's the only place, well, actually, it might not be the only place, but it's certainly one of the only places in the world you can buy a log-end board. And you've got Drawsden FC. We can't not mention Drawsden FC. And Dave Pace is one of the most entertaining guests I ever had on my show when I was on the wireless and all that. He came in one day after Drawsden had been spanked a couple of weeks on the trot. I think they lost something like 11-0 and 10-1 against Ashton and AFC Fylde. And I said, "Hi, Dave, how's it going?" And half an hour later, he came up for air and we had to go to the traffic. We'd not asked a single thing.
For FC United historians, Butcher's Arms was on the list of one of the grounds FC were going to be playing at, obviously. So,
I've just got to say, sorry, Ben, Drawsden, also the home of the very first ever Speedway meet in Britain.
Oh, not Bellevue?
No. Although, funny you should mention Bellevue, because
Ben, this is turning out to be a major mistake. This.
I know.
Hang on, this is the trick. It needs to
next
be said.
Week live. Berkey actually will be on the 7 bus. Playing Scrabble.
Drawsden Mohawks used to play against the Bellevue Tigers and the Hyde Grasshoppers, amongst many others, in the North of England Baseball League in the 1930s. Tens of thousands of people used to go to the games. It was absolutely ridiculous. They'd pack Bellevue Stadium to see all these stars wellying balls around. I'd love to have seen it. Absolutely would have loved to have seen it. It was Sir John Moores of Littlewood's fame and the university over in Liverpool. It was his brainchild. And it took off for a few years. Then the war came along and scuppered everything. And then that was pretty much the death of baseball. Funnily enough, the very first British baseball champions were Aston Villa.
Aston Villa?
No, Aston Villa.
Oh, it's the a football shame that. Why couldn't it have been Aston Villa? That would have been great, wouldn't it?
I know.
I need to know where this number 7 finishes now, I think.
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we? Right, come on. Drawsden, past Drawsden, Ashton Moss. Anything?
Oh, move on. Boring. It's, you know, Fatty Arbuckles there or something like that. I don't know.
And then we pass many a happy night for FC United, the Tameside Stadium, just there.
Way off to the left, but yeah, exactly. Good old Tameside Stadium, Curzon, Ashton, all that kind of thing. And then you're in Ashton itself, Ashton bus station, just been done up, not had a chance to see it yet because I've not left the house in a year. But yeah, there you are. That's the number 7 for you.
That's been wonderful. Just to give you an update on number 7s, because we have a number 7 here in Brussels. And it goes from Van der Kinderen, or as I like to call it, Val Kilmer. It goes from Val Kilmer to Heysel. And it's a rather long, convoluted, it's only one tram all the way. And I think it takes somewhere in the region of about an hour and 20 on a tram. In fact, because here in Brussels, you can travel anywhere within an hour for one price. It's one of the few rides that basically halfway through your ride, you have to click again and pay again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine having to do that with your clipper card back in the day. Imagine that.
Everyone
just running towards that clipping machine.
Do you have like regular buses?
Yeah, we've got the 38 goes to Brenneloo near my golf club. We've also my favourite station at all is the 51 tram. It's an old, it's the 1960s 1970s tram. We've got the different stages and it's quite a slim tram. And in fact, to be honest, I'm not being funny here. If you were in any way, shape, or form slightly rotund, it's got two steps, and you couldn't get on the tram. You can't get on the tram. It's that narrow. No word of a lie. I mean, people struggle. It's incredible. But it goes to Van Halen.
Does it really? Wow!
It goes to that is the stop. It goes to Van Halen. I go past Van Halen. So it's the two trams just stop.
You've got Van Halen. You've got Val Kilmer. Anyone else?
Oh, we've got to yes. Yes, we have, because the number 4 goes to Stahl, which basically is next to the municipal building. So you could say it's the Stahl Council.
Berke, just before we go, we need to set you a challenge for next week. We might as well go up a number. Shall I have the number 8?
No.
What?
Let's do the tombola first.
All right, let's do the tombola. I'll do it, Swamper. Doing the tombola now.
Oh, my word, Berke, you will not believe what's come out.
The number 8.
Berke, you won't... No, he's... It's number seven again. No, we can't do that. Right, hold on a second. No. Do it again, Ben. Do it again.
That'd be Wigan to Lee.
Here it comes. Oh, it's
Berkey.
It's the number.
We're staying in Stockport, Berkey.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're getting the 383.
So we're Marple via Romley.
Don't give too much away.
Well, one, it's 383 in one direction. I think the 384 in the other.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, and then you, and then, on, you, whoa, and then lads, you, the 363 doesn't exist anymore,
lads,
does it?
Lads, I'm going to have to put your foot down. You can't have a bus that leaves Stockport again on the show. We've already had the one. We've had the 199. We've now had the number seven.
Well, hold on. You know you're wrong there, Ben, because the 199 doesn't start. The 199 doesn't start.
I know. We had this big. It starts on the M60, doesn't it? We know, right? So
No. And Ben, just because you managed to buy the first two shows, shoot ill. We've only had one Stockport bus station.
Oh, we've had two now. We've had two now. And obviously we've had.
Well, no, because the 199 goes through Stockport bus station, but doesn't start at Stockport bus station.
Come on, I think Ben is right on this occasion. Though we should do one that isn't in Stockport.
Okay, shall we have one that starts at, from Piccadilly bus station?
Yeah.
192. No. Right, tombola, Ben, go and do the tombola.
It's the tombola, I'm doing it now. You have to visualise it.
Oh, I can't believe it. It's not. It's the 263. I'm not that necessarily familiar, but I'm led to believe it goes from
that one. It's an all right bus. It's from Manchester Piccadilly all the way to Altrincham Interchange.
To the Interchange.
Wow.
Is it a stagecoach or is it a first?
Whoa! Save
it's
best.
Neither. I think it might be a diamond off the top of my head.
A diamond.
Whoa!
I think so.
Whoa! Save your best material. A big thank you for joining us, Burkett. Good luck with the Scrabble.
I've got to get set up. I've not even had my tea yet.
I'll see you soon, Burkett.
Thanks, Swampy. Thanks, listener.
Bye. Right. We've got 5 minutes left of the show, Swampit. So it'd be remiss of me not to ask you for your views on season curtailment.
I'd rather talk about buses.
We're not going to be back now, Swampy, until next year.
Well, we need to.
I was looking forward to that commentary with you, though. It was going to be great, wasn't it? Getting you back over here, having a little away somewhere. But no, I'll have to wait till next year now. Never mind.
Well, when you say next year, Ben, you mean
August.
You're basically going to mean
August.
In early autumn. You know, it's not too far away. What you can do is you can perhaps spend it's time that you spend some quality time with your family.
Who?
But
anyway, Swampit, before we go, shall we have a song request?
Yeah, well, Ben, you know, this week has been interesting. There's a lot of very good music out at the moment. And I listen to a station on Belgium radio. It's a Flemish station called Willy Radio. And it's very, very good. I highly recommend it. They play some absolutely wonderful stuff. You may be aware of Ben. I'm not quite sure. Ben, if anyone's listening, is just falling off in a corner, giggling like a small child. And she's got an album out and very, very good. It's called Billy No Mates. She's from Bristol. 23. I think she's 22, 23 years of age. If you like the Sleaford Mods, you'll like her. She's very much that kind of genre. And the track, it's a new single that's just come out. It's called Heels.
Well, Swampet, big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely week, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody. Bye!
I did not come dressed as you. You did not come dressed as me. Didn't anybody tell you we're in a state of emergency? I have nothing really left to
this
say.
This is FCUM Radio. Lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.